Welcome to the Bicast, a podcast for the bisexual community. We are talking with Gracie Morgan of Promoting Inclusive Attitudes Towards Bisexuals from the UK. Welcome, Gracie.
Hello, Lena. It's nice to talk with you.
It's nice to talk with you.
I'm on your show.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. So, Gracie, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and what the PIATB is all about?
My name is Gracie, and I am the founder for the Facebook group called Promoting Inclusive Attitudes Towards Bisexuals. What it's all about is, you know, trying to create a forum for bisexuals and allies. Because within the LGBT communities, we've always been excluded by, you know, being a minority among the minorities. Bisexuals have always been experiencing some kind of biphobia or included, but weakly, with, you know, a weak inclusion. But, you know, promoting the Facebook group is a place where we can all talk. We can actually discuss things that we feel that could be better. We, you know, and we could bring to each other's notice with someone or something that has gone wrong, an organization that we could talk to, or the organization that needs to improve. And, you know, the more we actually talk about them and then we attack them during the discussion, you know, it's like they also get aware of what is going on. I feel that, you know, it's a start.
Exactly. I think that you're doing this because this is something we need, is to have some ways, some tools to educate and create dialogue with these organizations and people that need some enlightenment
yeah.
and learn how to include, be more inclusive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And particularly because of our diversity, we are so gender and sexually orientated and racially, financially, so diverse.
Yes.
And so diverse. And we need to make people understand that that needs to be celebrated and embraced.
For real. One of the, you know, like, I'm glad you mentioned something about diversity and you mentioned race. Mm-hmm. From, according to, you know, as a person, I live in UK, but I wasn't really born in UK. I've been in UK now since 2001. I am of an African origin. And when you talk about the LGBT community and how much more the bisexual community, not a lot of people realize that we do have people that are of ethnic minority.
A large population.
Yes.
Large.
Yes.
Yeah.
But when you want to come up with a concept of maybe a bisexual person, they would actually figure it should be maybe a middle class Caucasian person. But really, the fact is, bi community consists of all ethnicity, all social class, and all persons.
Cultural and everything. Yeah, I know. For real. Oh, for real. And you know, and you're right about the image. The image is always middle to upper class, white, many times male, female too, I'm sure. But
yeah.
So, and that's not what we are.
No.
So, you know, I'm really proud of you for doing this.
Thank you.
So you have your panel. Yeah, you're celebrating Bi Visibility Day. And we're actually doing it like all week long. So, you know, you have a panel coming up on the 25th. Can you tell us about that and who's all going to be on there?
Oh, we've got, maybe the audience and you would know by Biscuit is a group. And
Lottie,
yes. Lottie is going to be the chairperson, the moderator for the event, for the panel.
Awesome.
We've got Marcus Morgan.
Bisexual Index.
Yes, we do have him on board. And we also have Jacqueline Appleby, one of your very good friends. And we also have Grant Dickinson, founder of the Poly Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have Ellen Bowles Carter, spelled CNWTON.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have Dr. Caroline Walter.
By Recon.
And we have We have also Nick Baker.
Yeah. That is like so cool.
I know.
And we have everybody almost.
Seriously. So they all, I heard that from every one of the panelists that, we'll do this. We'll do this to,
That is so fantastic. I'm so glad they all joined in. And yeah, they're like my favorite people over there. So really excited about that. You got to let us know how it goes, okay?
Oh, we will do our best. The organization happens to agree to allow us to do a video of the event. So the chances are we might be able to put it on YouTube. And because we made them understand that we want to share it with our, allies and other bisexuals know that are outside United Kingdom, such as you.
Fantastic. We'll be waiting for that video. And you make sure you tell everyone hi for me, okay?
I will.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add right now?
Shout out to everybody out there. And I hope you lots enjoy the Bi Visibility celebration. And please come up, join us on Facebook, promoting inclusive attitudes towards promoting inclusive attitudes towards bisexuals.
And we will be providing all the links for her, all those for her site and for the panel and everything on our website.
Please.
And Gracie, I want to thank you so much for being on today. I really appreciate you doing this, and I really am glad to meet you. You're doing great things, so keep it up.
And I'm appreciative of your support. Every time I send you texts and emails in the middle of the night when you're meant to be sleeping. Thanks for having my back.
No problem. All right. I just want to remind everybody, you are not wrong, you are not broken, and you are not alone. You're a human being, and you are bisexual. And let's celebrate the Bi Visibility Day, everyone. Get out there and be happy. Thank you, Gracie.
Bye. Bye.
The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of BiNet USA or the Bicast crew.
Nip it back.